Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Justin, tell me, who gave you this idea?
Our health and science teacher, his name is Mr. Paddock, and he said that there is a way for the government to allow medicines to be tax deductible, and that was one of our ideas.
To have the government give women some kind of a tax credit?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure how it works, but I think it's like a tax credit, or it's like you can write it off on your insurance, because the sedation is one way, because we spoke with him about it, and we also talked to our student counselor, it was Mr. Brown, and they all agreed that if something like that was going to happen, that they would have to do it like that.
All right, now, women, what ages get this sedation? What are we talking about?
I don't really know. I think that probably it could be prescribed by a doctor, but it's a worry.
Okay, I know you're worried about older women being sexually aggressive toward younger men, and you're worried why? Because of this Letourneau?
Yeah, because of the Mary Kay Letourneau case, and because of the Deborah LaFave case. What happens most of the time is that people copy a lot what they see in the news. If, for instance, there's a lot of women who are old and they want to have sex with a young guy, it sort of gives them permission when they see other women doing it.
And since it's been in the news a lot?
Yeah, since it's been in the news a lot, it's going to make them more emboldened to do it, and they're going to start to be more aggressive toward us. And it's not
something that you welcome.
No, it's not. I mean, it's right now, you know, I mean, the truth is, you know, that most of these women are not attractive, you know. It's adult women, I think, are feeling, I guess, empowered by this, and they'll begin to become more predatory toward me and friends of mine, and it's pretty gross, you know, when the old lady starts to come on to you.
But you mentioned Mary Kay Letourneau and this Deborah LaFave. They are attractive women.
Yeah, they're attractive, but most women out there that are older and that want to get you, you know, into bed or whatever, they're not that, you know, they're not that attractive. And it concerns young men who are trying to get an education. I'm trying to plan my career. I'm trying to have time to, you know, do a lot of stuff. And
okay, what about your parents? You know, if you feel like an adult woman has an improper interest in you, can you confide in your parents?
Not really, because you don't. If the older woman is going to want to have sex with you, and it's one of your mom's friends, you know, that's something that cuts down your options, you know.
Well, look, you can always, I mean, I'm not, you can say, I'm not interested, Mrs. So-and-so. You can always just say, I would appreciate it if you would leave me alone.
Well, that's probably the best idea, but one of my friend's dads, who's a very cool guy, he owns a speech shop in San Gabriel, and he I don't know if you ever heard of it, the Green Weasel. It's a funny car.
No, I haven't.
Well, he built that, and he's built a lot of race cars, and he said that you can tell them no. And the other thing, he said that it's bad that you can ask the women if they want to pay for it, you know. But
well, you don't want to go down that road, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but a lot of women have seen Mary Kay Letourneau doing it, and they're going to want to go down that road, which I believe personally that they need to have sedation then, you know, because it's...
All right, I want to ask you this. Have you been propositioned by an older woman? Have you...
Well, pretty much, yeah.
What has she said?
They don't really say anything. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of how they do it.
I mean, a teacher?
Yeah, teachers and you know, friends of my mom's.
What have they said?
They don't really say anything. They look at you, you know, and they just look at you a certain way, and you know they want it, you know.
So you've had teachers look at you like this?
Yeah.
And your mother's friends?
Yes, sir, yeah. And it scares me, and it scares a lot of my friends. And
all right, so the idea is then for these women to either voluntarily go in and get medicated for some kind of sedation?
Yeah, I think some kind of sedation where they're sedated so that they're not copying everything that Mary Kay Letourneau's doing, because that's, if you know a lot about older women, they watch a lot of those shows on TV. I can't remember the names of them. They're like talk shows.
Like Oprah Winfrey and all that?
Yeah, like all of those. And they copy everything. You know, oh, you know, I guess it's okay to do that. And
Everybody's different, and everybody's going to have their own mind about something. And it's not necessarily the case that they're copying. This kind of thing's been going on before Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah, it has, but this has made it popular.
Okay, all right. 1-800-449-8686. On the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Justin McElroy about Mary Kay Letourneau, the teacher who had sex with her student, as well as Deborah LaFave. Their actions, their having sex with younger men, is going to, it's going to inspire other older women to be predatory toward younger men. And that makes a lot of those younger men concerned. And you say this is a concern of your friends as well?
Yeah, it is a concern.
What if they were good looking?
Well, I mean, it's just not going to be the case, you know.
But what if they were?
Well, I mean, that might be different, you know, from the standpoint that it would make it more, I guess, pleasant, you know. But most of the time they're not. They're pretty, you know, gross and everything. And I don't really want to have sex with them, you know. But they're going to keep coming at you and coming at you, you know. And so what we're saying is, and what the Consolidated male students, high school male students that I know, want the government to allow older women to be sedated and to get drugs that will calm them down, so that they're not coming at us.
Is this really going to be a concern? I mean, do you really feel that this is going to be something that's?
I don't know, but all I know is every time something happens in the news and everybody wants to do it. And a friend of mine, he said that his mom is, you know, her friends are being gross. So I'm worried about it. And I wanted to talk about it with my other classmates from the standpoint of other, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. You know, what are my options if they, you know, they give you, you know, chlamydia or something? What are you supposed to do, you know?
And it, you're talking, see, if you don't want to have sex with her, she's not going to give you chlamydia.
No, she's not going to give you chlamydia, but you're a guy and she's a woman, and if she takes her clothes off, you don't really have a lot of choice, you know.
You mean you're going to go ahead and have sex with her? See, this is the thing you have to. You don't mind me saying this?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Look at if an older woman is so, if this is like Mrs. Robinson, there was a movie that was popular when I was a kid called The Graduate, where she came and she just took her clothes off in front of this guy, The Graduate, played by Dustin Hoffman, and you know the poor guy was just a sap. I doubt seriously whether that's going to happen.
But if it does, that leaves us, pretty much renders us powerless to do anything. Well, you're going to want to do it, you know, even if she's horrifying, you know. And that's the other thing. I'm hoping they'll leave their clothes on. I mean,
okay, but if they do leave their clothes on, you don't need to have them sedated. All you have to do is say no. Now, if she's being aggressive, you can talk to your parents. If she's still being aggressive, you know, you can...
Well, I don't want to get the police involved.
Well, if you don't want to get the police involved, then I guess, you know, she can take sedation, but it seems like a pretty expensive proposition. I don't know how many millions of American women need to be sedated so they're not coming on to you, you know?
Right, but if they do, and like I said, nobody is teaching us about sex education when it comes to old women. And
maybe it's the same thing, but what you're most afraid of is them coming in and just taking their clothes off, and you'll have no choice but to have sex with them.
Exactly, and it'll be embarrassing if, like, she's one of my mom's friends or something, she strips, and she's scary looking, and I'm still going to want to have sex with her, then I've got to live that down. So, we're just saying that the Mary Kay Letourneau case, and the Deborah LaFave case, and all the women out there who want to copy them and be copycats, we hope that at least in this case you won't be a copycat. Because it'll save a lot of my friends and myself of the drip or any other problem that we'll have.
Where'd you learn the word the drip, anyway?
I'm sorry?
Where did you learn this word, the drip?
From my dad. And
okay, I mean, you're a... All right. Just hold on, man. 1-800-449-8686. Justin McElroy believes that the Mary Kay Letourneau and Deborah LaFave cases, teachers, older women having sex with younger students, is going to no doubt inspire a lot of women to go after younger men because, quote, they're copycats, and that's going to leave him and his friends at the mercy of these predatory, oversexed older women. The answer? Have them sedated. They can write it off in their insurance. They can take sedation, some kind of a tranquilizer, I guess, and they won't be coming on to him and his friends. Otherwise, if they take their clothes off, he'll have no choice but to do it, and then he gets STDs. 1-800-449-8686. The Mary Kay Letourneau, Deborah LaFave case. Will this begin a wave of older women coming on to younger men? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Roasting marshmallows on the everlasting bonfire.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, with us is Justin McElroy, and he's a high school senior, talking about the recent Mary Kay Letourneau and Deborah LaFave cases. These are older women who had sex with students. In the LaFave case, or in the Letourneau case, I should say, the kid was 12. And what does this mean for young men? Is there going to be, because of these news stories, a wave of older women wanting to come on to younger men? And that's your fear. And that's what we're talking about right now. Can you tell me what you call, and you realize this is a little offensive. What is the Beast Patrol?
Well, we called it that because it was just a term that a friend of mine, Kyle Roper, came up with. But it means it's an access line, a 24-hour hotline you can call if an older woman is coming on to you and you're afraid, you know, that she's going to give you, you know, some kind of, you know, the craps or whatever, and you can call the Beast Patrol, you can get advice on sex matters and stuff.
Why do you call it the Beast Patrol?
Well, because it's, these older women are, 90% of them are, you know, not really anybody you want to have sex with unless they're, you know.
But you admit, if they take their clothes off, you're going to go for it.
Well, you don't have a lot of choice when you're my age, you know, you have a lot of hormones going on and stuff.
Okay, Justin McElroy, how old are you, man?
I'm 17.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, what is wrong with this guy? Are you an American or what?
Is that
you
it,
there?
Bob? Yeah, is that it?
Well, he should be doing it. He shouldn't be complaining.
All right, here is Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little concerned about this young man. This isn't like some sort of nationwide epidemic or something that he has to be concerned himself with. I think he's wasting.
449-8686. So what is this Beast Patrol, and what exactly are you going to achieve by naming it after somebody who is a, you know, by naming it that? Are you going to be offensive to women with this?
Well, it's just for guys. It's just for young guys, you know? I mean, it's just for guys who are, I mean, I don't want to be offended. I don't want to offend anybody, but if you watch older women and the way they act, they are definitely, you know, not really original thinkers, and Beast Patrol is something that's going to enable us to access medical advice, 24-hour information about STDs, 24-hour information about how to sedate them. You know,
well, what are we talking about, man? It's like you're a zookeeper.
Well, you are kind of a zookeeper. I mean,
well, what do you mean a zookeeper? These are older women who have a sexual interest in younger men,
which is turning millions of American men my age into zookeepers. And that's not exactly what I wanted to do. You know, I mean...
Well, look, I mean, you say that a zookeeper... Dude, you're a young guy, and these are older women, and they're somehow empowered to come on to younger men these days.
Well, yeah, and that's what I mean. And what's empowering them is the Mary Kay... I mean, you're a man. I thought you'd understand. And a lot of times, older guys are who we go to for advice.
You know, okay, let me give you some advice, man. When you say that the Mary Kay Letourneau, Deborah LaFave cases are turning millions of young American men into zookeepers, You're basically saying something that's offensive, okay?
Well, but it needs to be said.
Why? Because it's going to turn these women off to you.
Yeah, that, and also Beast Patrol and Zookeepers Anonymous. These are organizations.
What is Zookeepers Anonymous?
That's an organization of guys who have had, you know, sex with older women, and they didn't want to, but they were sort of seduced into it.
And it's called Zookeepers Anonymous?
Yes, sir.
Well, all right. I mean, I tell you one thing. If there are any older women listening to the program and hear that there's an organization of young guys who have had sex with older women called Zookeepers Anonymous, yeah, that'll be a turnoff to them, as well as your Beast Patrol hotline, because the entire feel of this thing is that you're dealing with animals.
Well, I talked to my friend Kyle Roper's dad, who owns the Speed Shop, and he said when women hit their 30s and their early 40s, they're pretty aggressive sexually. And so the different organizations that we've founded to try to protect young guys from, like, Zookeepers Anonymous and the Beast Patrol and the Chlamydia Foundation are all organizations for...
Now, I never heard of the Chlamydia Foundation.
Well, sir, that's an organization for...
Well, what is that? What is that, for disease?
Yeah, that's a resource center for young guys to get, you know, swabs and stuff. There's swab packets they can buy.
All right, I've got the numbers for all three of these.
Yes, sir, I want to give out the number. Zookeepers Anonymous, if you can call during the daytime, and also our website, Beast Patrol and the Chlamydia Foundation, which is a not-for-profit medical, you know, they'll give you swabs and Q-tips and stuff.
Well, I don't get what's with the Q-tips, man. Is that?
Well, I mean,
okay, never mind. All right. So, Zookeepers Anonymous, and if you've had sex with an older woman, it's a 12-step thing.
Yeah, it basically the 12 steps reflect Alcoholics Anonymous. Except you're powerless over, not, you know, you can't do anything about being a zookeeper. Okay, and...
Okay, why can't you just... All right, so zookeeper is the euphemism, wow. Alcoholic is one thing, and, you know, addict is another, but zookeeper...
Yeah, that's the term that's now being used medically for guys who are addicted to older women.
What do you call older women that are addicted to guys?
I guess, you know, beasts. I don't know, but I mean, I'm just...
All right, I understand that you're just, you know, dealing with your own thing.
Well, we also have an organization called the Burning Balloon Knot Association.
Baba Booey.
Okay, that's the last time I have that kid on the show. I don't care if he calls in and he's discovered a cure for male pattern baldness. I am not having that kid on any more, Dickman.
Oh, it's my fault, huh?
Look, if a guy says he's in an organization called Zookeepers Anonymous, and it's for dudes that have had sex with older women, doesn't that tip you off?
For what?
That it's baloney! Beast Patrol, Zookeepers Anonymous, and the Chlamydia Foundation, where you can access swabs and Q-tips.
No, I thought it'd be helpful.
Yeah, well, that was real helpful, dude. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And don't forget, our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. This poor kid, Allison, she keeps sending me emails saying, okay, I've reattached my photo, and it keeps getting stripped out. Actually, what you should be doing is attaching it, Allison, and not giving us... Don't cut and paste it, okay? And on the 21st, we're moving over to Extra Sports AM 570 here in the city of Los Angeles. We may have some news about Seattle. We may have some news about a lot of towns coming up very, very soon. We have gotten an awful lot of email from people saying that, you know, you're not on the regular station in Seattle. And the reason why we're not on that station in Seattle is because it was so frighteningly lame that we couldn't stand being on it any longer. And we just needed to, even if it meant we had to go off the air in Seattle, we couldn't stand being on any station where they force us to follow boy. Plus, any town where boy is big, it ain't my town, man. Ain't no town I want to spend any time in. Unless they start changing their ways. So we're going to have some news for you on Seattle. It'll be way more exciting, and I think it'll, you know, a lot more fun for us. But you can check all of that stuff on our website. Go to the affiliate list, and you can see what's happening over there. We'll reschedule our appearance in Tucson. I know there were a lot of people who wanted to come out and see us. We're going to try to get a signing together for the city of Los Angeles as soon as we make our switch over to the new sports station. And that's another thing. We've got some plans in the works to start putting the Phil Hendry Show on more sports stations because, frankly, sports radio in America is in big, big trouble. Talking about sports ain't getting it done 24 hours a day. So we'll have some announcements concerning that. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a buttload with legs.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm joined by Father James McQuarters on the phone with me right now. Father McQuarters, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm doing very well, thank you.
And I wanted to talk to you, and what is this music, bud?
Phil, if I might...
You're supposed to play it.
Phil, if I might...
Go ahead, Father.
This is music that has been requested by myself and by the diocese that be played during any appearance that I have on your program. Because I think that some of the things we speak of are such of a serious nature that I want them to be lightened. I want the mood to be lifted, if you will, by playing the Celtic harp. It's the music of my homeland, so very long ago.
Where are you from in Ireland, Father?
I'm from County Meath, County Meath. And that is where my family is. That is where my heart is. And if I could for a moment, Phil... As I walked out into Glasgow City, as I walked out into Glasgow one day, I spied a sweet... You know, it goes like that.
Isn't Glasgow in Scotland?
So you're breaking my balls now? Is that what you're...
No, I just... Okay, never mind. We're going to talk... You are. It's very... We're talking about Michael Jackson. I don't want to make this light.
No, I don't want to make it light either. I think it's very... We're talking about these matters. They are of such a serious nature. But the Celtic harp, I think, softens the delivery of such bad news. And we did have some bad news today. Michael Jackson was taken in. He was vomiting and he had to go to the hospital, where he has now been laid in a bed and they're pumping fluids into him. I hope he's feeling better.
Now, you think he's innocent, don't you, Father?
I do, Phil, I do. And
tell what, why?
If you know Michael Jackson the way I do, and you love the music he's done, you've got to beat it, woo! You know, somehow I relate to the song Beat It. And for me, it's a release. More than anything else, it's a release. And I think that the young man has done so much to make so many people happy that I don't think he'd ever lift a finger to hurt a child.
Okay, and I know that there have been a great many people come to his defense, including many people in the film business and in the music business who have known him intimately and say that he would never hurt anyone.
I don't think he would. And that rat bastard, that Corey Feldman, that piece of...
Okay, now, can we, you know...
I'm sorry, I lost my temper there for a minute, but Corey Feldman, he should only be flayed alive. If I had Corey Feldman here, I'd flay him alive. I'd hang him by his thumbs in the basement of the rectory, where we've got brand new insulation so no one would hear the screams. And I'd peel the skin from his body over a four-hour period. That no good Jew...
All right!
I'm sorry, but I'll tell you, Phil, I think Michael Jackson, once he's...
He's got the flu, right?
He's got the flu. He was puking his living guts up, you know. It's just he got dehydrated. He's all... Oh, God, I'm bored.
Okay, well, then I'll let you go, okay?
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm not really up to it tonight. I'm not really up to it. I've got to go get a taste. Maybe an old shot of the red eye, that's what I want.
Get yourself some wine, Father.
Well, Phil, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Lord, let me bless your program at least before I go.
Okay. Appreciate it.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit of God, please, with the blessings of Almighty Jesus Christ upon this radio program, such as it is. A real turd in a toilet bowl. And, Phil, I just to make myself feel better as I'm going out, I'd like to play a little bit of this, because, to my way of thinking, this picks me up and puts a smile on my face. No man that makes music like this could ever have molested a child. Oh, sweet Jesus. You've got to beat on it, is what you've got to do, Phil. Beat it. Just be. I'm going to beat it right now.
That's nice. What a sick creep. Father James McCorders. So anyway, he says that Michael Jackson's sick. He's been puking his living guts up, and he's, you know. And Corey Feldman's a rat bastard. 1-800-449-86. Bud, you can turn that off now.
I like it.
Get it out of here. Turn it off. All right, now turn it back on. Now turn it up. Anyway, by the way, I got the... Allison, we got your picture finally, and she put a P.S. Extreme nudity was broadcast via my friend's computer in the halls of my school today at top volume. Boy, you should have seen the faces of the other students. That was when Doubter was climbing that lava rock nude. Extreme nudity is just another mentally, I think, deficient pursuit. Okay, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So anyway, next week we got Melissa, our new producer, which mean it doesn't mean anything to you guys, other than the fact that I'll be able to answer email and then I can do some other stuff. I've been like producing the show by myself for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Well, I'm just trying to explain something here, man.
Well, don't tell them. They don't give a crap.
Okay, sorry. Sorry I brought it up.
Just get on with it. Background crap. Nobody give a crap.
One of these days, man, I'm going to send you through that window down into the parking lot, and when they find you, you won't be breathing. What does that mean, bud?
I'll be dead?
Yes. Yes. Dear Phil, I love the fact that I can now...
Her name is Michelle, not Melissa.
Oh, Michelle for... I'm sorry, Michelle. I love the fact that I can now save the audio stream from the same night the show aired. Here in Hawaii, it's a few hours behind, so when I get home from work, it's nice to have the option. You have had to contact the... Have you ever had to contact the Better Business Bureau in California? I have a big problem with PC Mall based out of California. They scam me out of $124. Their customer service sucks. Were you once talking about MySpace, about the site where you can make up your own web page? MySpace allows you to do that, and there are plenty of Hendry fans there. Some jackass is even trying to fool people into thinking he's you, which is part of the problem with MySpace. You never know who the hell you're talking to. Oh, really? That might have been me. I was on there for about 2 days as Steve Bozell, then I thought it was boring, and I got out of there. It was really dull. I went in as Steve Bozell, and I got a whole profile going, and then I got nothing but emails from guys. So I just bailed out on that. Just as you predicted, Phil, someone 5'2" with a goatee ripped off Chris's bumper music. I heard it in the first break on Rome Show. What is Chris's bumper music? All of that crap that he plays, Crew and whatever the hell else. Been a fan since you were first on in Miami. I would love for you to reprise the family day at the smoke shop that you did one day at WIOD. Quote, that brand is Japanese and very popular with high schoolers. Or, C. Everett Koop was fired by Marlboro, that's why he hates tobacco. He used to be the Surgeon General. Or, cigarette smoke cleans the dust out of the air. I also heard live about the impending marriage of Hank Goldberg and the unnamed football star who sued you. That was just the best. Yeah, that guy was Brian Cox, and I mentioned at the Christmas party, Brian Cox, formerly the outside middle, some kind of a linebacker to Miami Dolphins, then he went up to the Bears. I think he signed the biggest contract the Bears have ever signed, and a player too, and then he went to the Jets. He sued me, and it was pretty ugly there for a while. And then at this Christmas party this past Christmas, there I was, and there he was, and we talked, and everything's good. He's married to a, remarkable woman who's just chilled his ass right out. She's a great lady. I talked to her. She's beautiful. And I wanted to ask her for her phone number. I'm married, so it wouldn't. I just want to see if she'd give it to me. But then Brian would probably get back to the old Brian of wanting to murder me.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's a foregone conclusion.
And I don't want to die at his, you know, at the hands of him. So I decided to just pass on that. Anyway, it was very. It was cool. Here's one. I love the pilot. Those dumb bastards at NBC missed out big time. Have you seen some of the crap that gets on the air? You know how many emails I got that sound like that? Have you seen the crap that gets on the air? Well, yeah, but the pilot we did was worse crap than what gets on the air, which is just straight crap. In other words, the stuff that gets on the air is crap, but the crap I did was like two-tone crap. You ever had that? Let me tell you what. Go to a doctor. So, thank you very much, but it sucked. And I do appreciate it. You guys are very, very sweet. Here's one from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. The reason why I like this is because it is the only affiliate we have left in Canada. The Toronto affiliate pulled us off the air because we used the word WAP. And the CRTC, which is kind of like the Canadian FCC, is even more restrictive. And in fact, the Canadians make me laugh. They want to give this impression that they're not as uptight as we are. They're far worse than us. And the word WAP got the station cited by the CRTC. Now, the people down in St. Catharines, the station we're on is CKTB. Apparently, they've got more guts than they got up in Toronto or in Vancouver or anywhere else because they kept us on the air despite the problems. And Toronto, like any of those so-called big cities, it's a pretend big city. It's like Seattle. When Bud started to cry when you were fighting with Tsunami Sam, it was priceless. As much as we love the little retard, you've got to readjust his metal plate. Oprah Winfrey? There's another one, Bud.
I don't know what he's talking about.
This guy thinks Oprah Winfrey's frightening, too. I should probably be thrown in jail for allowing it, but my 15-year-old daughter loves your show, and she loves Bud, John. It's tough to say about kids listening to the show, John. I frown on it. I really do frown on it. But if the kid is smart enough to get what's going on, all I need, though, is one of these kids to be listening and their parent to hear it and hate my guts to have a real problem. So, you know, we should be on after 10 o'clock at night, if you want my honest opinion. But that ain't going to happen. They're going to keep us on before 10, just so that I can get fired. Here's one here that's from John in Miami. Please, I love your idea for the Phil Henry Visor message board that says, I'm listening to Phil Henry and not Lex and Terry. Yeah, it's really a great idea because what you can do is while you're listening to our show, you're listening on the, you know, like CDs, you know, you burned it to CD and you're listening on the way to work and you're laughing and somebody looks over at you and says, oh, you must be listening to Lex and Terry. And so the guy said, no, I want to have a sign that says, I'm not listening to the butt sucking Lex and Terry show. Thank you very much. I'm listening to Phil Henry. Or no, Air America blows. I'm listening to Phil Henry. See, Al Franken, like he's never been heard before, unfunny on Air America. No, I'm listening to something like that. Maybe you can mix the words around. Maybe it's something you can, you know. No, I ain't listening to the ass Skippy and Frank show. All right, and finally, my idea for more profit in honor of your comb-over bit, why not make comb-over 101 bumper stickers? Yeah, I'm totally into that idea. Some email here on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We 1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
What is this crap? What is this crap?
You're all going to be calling in.
He's get this crap down. What is this?
Mr. Hall, call in. Don't yell at me.
What in the name? I thought I got the munchkins out of my life last time. Yes, David.
What's your problem?
Why am I playing this?
If that priest gets to play Irish music, I want this every time I'm on.
This?
Yes. You know, I took a real beating, Henry. You really put the iron to my rear end last hour. Really put the brand on one cheek of my ass. Well, let me tell you something. From now on, I want my presence known on this show.
Look, at just because people disagree with you, dude, about the whole munchkin thing, that little girl is staying up on my website.
Yeah, yeah, I know she's staying up. But you missed the whole munchkin point of the...
Oh, playing over the rainbow ain't making no freaking point at all, you jackass. For all of the pink...
What did you just call me?
I called you a jackass. For all of the stupid stuff you're saying, over the freaking rainbow, that's when munchkins... What are you talking about? That's when dwarfs had pride?
That's when they could stand tall.
Ha 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 ha! Ain't that funny?
I liked it.
That's when dwarfs... What are you doing, bud? What are you doing?
Is he laughing?
Yeah, he's on the floor. What's wrong with you? What are you laughing at?
That's when dwarfs could stand tall? That's a good one.
Thanks a lot, bud.
Jesus.
I'm just telling you, Phil. When I'm on, I want to hear Over the Rainbow or some kind of a Doris Day number.
Yeah, okay. You queer.
Why, you lousy...
Yeah, just put Doris Day up there in rack three, bud, for David. Maybe he can get a little of that My Fair Lady music in there or something. I don't know. Freaking give me a crack. Guy's whack, man. I'll tell you that. Anyway, thanks for all the submissions to that wall of female listeners. It's pretty cool on our website. And, you know, we put up pictures of Jennifer there. We don't give it. You know, she's a sweetheart. So what if she's a little person? She's a person, man. We got her. Hey, look at, I'm all over that freaking site. If ever there was a freak, if ever there's a weird-looking guy, it's me. The fact that I'm forcing those women to hold a picture of me, that ought to be a crime. So the least I can do is treat them to a, to their own. Like I say, we've only got about 71, 72 women that listen to our show, but they're special people, and they deserve to be recognized as such. Women that listen to this show, just like the people that listen to this show are special, the women that listen to this show are really special, really different. They're real unique. They don't hate men, and they don't have to listen to Dr. Laura to get the clue as to whether or not they should, cry or be upset if he's late by 3 minutes. You know what I mean? In other words, it's just they'll just kick the crap out of him when he comes to the door of the pool cue. Something like that. All right, be listening tomorrow night, man. Bobby and Steve Dooley will be joining us. We'll also have a visit from the ever-popular Herb Sewell. He's a psycho. I don't know what he's into, but one thing's for sure, man. He's been out of Atascadero for a long time, okay? And just remember what Herb likes to say. Oh, yes, he's a monster. He knows he's a monster. But Walter Belhaven will never get out. Walter Belhaven, they threw the key away on him. It's coming up tomorrow night on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The parts of David J. Hall, Helen Viola, Justin McElroy, and me, Margaret Gray, were played by Phil Hendry. And that's it.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.